edition of In-House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Fine show to get to today as we get to the brand new release out this week from the Mates of State, the duo united in music and marriage and lately parenthood, back with their fourth full-length album. It's called Bring It Back, and probably their best realized work to date. Definitely captures the energy of the live show better than their previous releases. We'll hear from Bring It Back from the Mates of State today on the show. That band from San Francisco. Speaking of Frisco, also hear from the Velveteen, the trio, also based in the Bay Area. They're playing at Kilby Court in Salt Lake City tonight. Also get to some new music from Stereolab, of course. Fab Four Suture recently out from the band, celebrating just about 15 years together now, as well as new stuff from Voxtrot and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. Also on the way today, music from a couple of promising-sounding April releases, The Crystal Skulls from Seattle, as well as Alf Power, back with a brand new release due out in April. Get to one each from those albums as well. Also in April, the Crystal Skulls will be touring with John Vanderslice, happening the second week at Kilby Court. We'll keep you posted on that one. We'll kick it off today with music from Vanderslice, going way back to his debut album. It's Mass Suicide Occult Figurines, the title of the song, called Big Band Stars.
We set out in tennis shoes, ski jackets, and driving gloves. We cross lonely fields of snow, no leaving the sky, heather gloves.
Thank you.
Back in house now today, we hear from the new release from the Mates of State called Bring It Back, released yesterday on their brand new label, Barsook Records. That's coming up today. Also new music from the Crystal Skulls. And this one from Elf Power, Back to the Web. The next release from the band is due out April 25th. Of course, been around for a while, has Athens, Georgia, Elf Power. This is called King of Earth.
King.
Scared Straight, the song going just back just about 3 years, hard to believe, from the long winters when I pretend to fall release. And new music from Elf Power right before King of Earth comes from Back to the Web. The album's out the 25th of April and finds them on a new label. They're on Rykodisc these days. Look for that from Elf Power. New music as well on the way from Crystal Skulls, and I suppose I have to be a bit careful. I will play these guys into the ground. Really enjoying their new release. On the heels of the fine debut that came out last year from the Crystal Skulls, based in Seattle. As I said earlier, they'll be touring with John Vanderslice hitting Kilby Court on the 10th of April in Salt Lake City. This one from the upcoming release, this is called Cosmic Door.
I only saw her a couple times when I tried to catch her eye. Every time she would turn away, every time before yesterday. I got a feeling that I didn't know when we locked eyes from across the street. I felt sure that we were gonna meet, but her lips were sealed when she took my hands. Maybe she thought I wouldn't understand. And then we walked for a couple of blocks down to the train in the empty lot. When I stopped short and I pulled away, looking back to ask her name, but she was gone without a sound. Maybe she fell into another dimension. Maybe she blew away when wind changed direction. What a shame, I never even caught her.
Go to an ashram. show. The crowd, they are turning, the curtain is burning. There's nowhere to go. Time will save till the end.
closing that set out with a couple of bands with a whole lot in common, both of those from 2002 releases. The Velvet Teen, that's that band we just heard, Naked Girl, going back to 2002, as I said. We play them because they're playing Salt Lake City at Kilby Court tonight. They're from San Francisco, as is Imperial Teen, who we heard from right before. We heard the City Song from the album called On. And starting off the set, new music from Crystal Skull's Cosmic Door comes from Outgoing Behavior. That is due out in April. You're in-house. Of course, the best way to find us is on the web. Yeah, that's it, the web. Inhouseradio.blogspot.com, where there are all kinds of things. You can listen live there. You can search playlists, podcastings there, photos, MP3s, and more. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. New album out from the Mates of State this week. We get to music from that when we come back in-house. Now, Bring It Back is the fourth full-length album from Mates of State, the duo who is not only a band, but they're also a married couple, and in the past couple of years have also become parents, which I would imagine makes things interesting when you're also a rock band that tours a lot. But the band has definitely built up a solid fan base over the last few years, built in large part on their very high-energy shows. It's just the two of them. He's on drums and does some vocals as well, and she plays no fewer than three or four keyboards, organs, synthesizers. There's a whole amalgam of stuff up there on stage. But anyway, they always bring it, and thus it's an aptly titled new album from the Mates of State, which finds them on Barsook Records for their first release for that label. So we started with this one. This is called Think Long. Thank you. Mates of State are Corey Gardner and Jason Hamill. That's a couple from their new album called Bring It Back. It came out yesterday. For the Actor, the name of that song, and right before Think Long, and the at least the studio versions of these songs, a bit more fleshed out than the Mates of State have done in the past, adding elements of guitar, bass, that kind of stuff, things that aren't necessarily present in the live show, but it certainly helps things out. The new one is Bring It Back. Here's one more now from the album from the Mates of State. This is called Like You Crazy.
Thank you.
It's music from The Walkmen covering The Drifters' There Goes My Baby from the Stubbs the Zombie video game soundtrack. It came out last year. Collects a lot of covered versions of 50s and 60s pop tunes. And right before the similarly 50s flavored Like You Crazy from the Mates Estate, last of three from Bring It Back, the new album from the San Francisco duo, is out this week. You're in-house, some underwriting support for which comes from the First National Bar in Old Town Pocatello. As always on Wednesdays tonight, featuring a live DJ and drink specials. Also this Saturday night, it's the progressive bluegrass of Jackson Hole's steam-powered airplane. First National Bar at 233-1516. Stick with us, more to come. Back now, it's brand new music from Stereolab. This is Interlock. That's Pinback, going back a few years to their debut album. Loro is the tune. Playing Salt Lake City at the end of April, the 27th, playing at the Depot is Pinback. And we also heard new music from Stereolab, Interlock from Fab Four Suture, out earlier in the month. This is His Name Is Alive.
Thank you.
Well, it's music from TV on the Radio closing us out today. The Brooklyn-based band with Dry Drunk Emperor, a song they released on their website a few months back. They've got a new release coming out soon this year. And right before, music from His Name Is Alive, Mama Don't You Think I Know from Detrola. Very interesting listen. That one came out in February of this year. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Portneuf Valley Brewing in Pocatello, leading the push in support of live local original musicians. This weekend, catch the music of Steelhead Red on Friday night and Saturday. It's Sean Long. Both shows beginning at 8 p.m. at Portneuf Valley Brewing at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned. The world is next.